Welcome back, BBB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts and Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
BBB Army, we are back here at it again with a BBB fan story. And today's fan, we have this lovely friend down below named Krista. Welcome, Krista, to our show.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be back on here again. This is,
Yes.
I think like my third or fourth time being on with both of you.
Yes, because you were involved with the BBB month. I can't remember which videos, but I know we had you for a couple episodes for BBB month last year. So.
Oh, yeah.
Super fun and stuff, and we're just super excited to hear your story. Again, I'm just gonna, as I made a staple already. Thank you for your patience for getting to your story. There's only two of us, and so fast speaking, so go. So,
Oh, no, that's no worries at all.
thank you. We appreciate it. So, I guess we'll just dive into the question. So, first question is, how did you discover Black Veil Brides?
I discovered Black Veil Brides when I was probably 14, 15 years old. I was in middle school. There was a, of course, it's going to involve a boy that I liked, and he kind of introduced me to Black Veil Brides. And from there, it became a obsession.
I can relate. One of the boys that I had interest in and who had interest in me posted their Knives and Pen music video and then an obsession began. So I can relate.
I love how it's the boys that showed you guys Black Veil Brides, and then I showed my boy Black Veil Brides.
Yeah, I actually got my showed my husband Black Veil Brides, and now he's just as obsessed as I am.
Hey, that's okay. Ruth is showing Ryan Black Veil Brides.
Not obsessed, but I'm trying to think of what I learned that he's what level he's in. I'm like, he's respectable? I don't know.
Yeah, those respectable like first time stages.
Yeah.
He's getting used to
Okay.
them. He'll
He's
get
still getting used to them. He does like some songs. He likes the title Youth and Whiskey, so he so.
Okay, so moving on to our next question is, what is your all-time favorite song by Black Veil Brides?
To narrow it to one is just, and
About
especially
top
with
three, we can give you top three.
top three, Bleeders has to be number one in my book. Oh, my goodness. Crimson Skies, number two, because it's also my husband's favorite song.
Aww.
And obviously, we have to go with the original. We have to go with Knives and Pens.
Now, out of curiosity, when in middle school, what was like the first song that you heard? Was it Knives and Pens?
First song I ever heard was Mortician's Daughter, actually.
Oh, that makes sense though. If you had a boy showing you, he's like, "Hey, listen."
What's funny is he would listen to them, but he would also try to play as well because he was a guitarist.
That's cool. That's cool. Another hard-hitting question. Out of all of their beautiful albums they have created and stuff, which has been your favorite album so far?
I would honestly have to go with Restitch These Wounds, especially because it's a remastered version of Stitch We Stitch These Wounds. I remember when the album dropped and I heard the new rendition of Mortician's Daughter, I bawled.
How was that for you? Because like you said, the first song you introduced was you heard was the Mortician's Daughter with the lyrics and stuff. So when they made the remaster for the 10-year anniversary without the
Oh.
lyrics, what do you prefer? Or do you like them the same both?
That's a hard question because I mean I love the original,
Yeah.
but so when I heard the remastered, that was going to be my wedding song when I walked down the aisle to my husband. And it, well, we ended up not having a giant wedding. We had a small wedding, but we still played the song so I could come down my stairs for when we got married. I honestly, they go hand in hand, honestly. I listen to one and then I automatically have to listen to the other to give the full experience in my head.
I feel like I already know the answer to this question I'm about to ask, but you know what? I'm going to ask it anyway. So when it comes to their remastered restitch and the very original old school Wii Stitch, which one is your favorite?
Oh, that's a really complicated one because both albums are just top in my head. I am gonna have to go with the OG We Stitch These Wounds,
Ooh, okay.
but then obviously the remaster comes close second because you hear the original and Andy's voice just starting, and now you've got the remastered, and it's just such a deeper, what's the word I'm looking for? It's just a deeper experience.
I get what you mean. Yeah, because as we stated before, the OG being like really raw with the vocals and the instruments, and then the remaster, I get what you mean when you say it's like a deeper, it's almost like Andy's voice got even deeper, and then the growls that he put into it, and then with how much harder the instruments hit, it makes sense.
Absolutely.
And I know we state this over and over again, but it's just crazy to see all their progress from their first album we searched to them remaking it for their 10 year, and I'm like, whoa, it's just crazy how much they have grown.
I know, and proud of them. I keep hoping that they're gonna keep going with the remastered.
Ooh.
I honestly want to see a remastered, not Set the World on Fire, but the third album,
Expression Divine.
Yes, I would love to hear a remastered of that.
Interesting. I'm gonna have to think about it. It's like, Nicole, would you like to have a remaster of Set the World on Fire? I know that's a tough one.
That's really hard because I feel Set the World on Fire is absolutely perfect, but I would love to hear a remastered version of every album that doesn't have Lonnie on it. I think to get a remastered hearing Lonnie play bass would be epic.
Absolutely.
That's a good answer. Ditto. So our next question is, what has been your favorite memory with Black Veil Brides? That could be through concert, VIP, anything through social media.
Okay, so I went to Bleeders was last year, correct?
Yes.
Last year.
Yes.
And I had bought Jake's vest and the meet and greet for after the show. Yay. That by far was the best thing I've ever done in my life because he is such a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And he signed the back of my vest. I believe I showed it to you ladies the last time. I mean, it felt like we had known each other for a long time. It felt like I hadn't seen him in 10 years because it kind of hadn't. Because the last show that I went to was in Niagara Falls. And that one was all we did was the meet and greet with the band. And I didn't do the one-on-one because I didn't know how to do that yet. The brief interaction I had with them is just a genuine, it's a kind of a safe space for me, honestly.
So that was your first, not VIP experience, but your first like one-on-one, like best experience, and you got Jake's.
Oh yeah. That I would do that again and again because just hit the first impression. Obviously first impressions are always very important. Immediately he comes up and just gives me the biggest hug I'd ever had in my life. And obviously, I know Andy doesn't do that anymore. I wish that I could have had that with Andy as well as Jake. And I understand why he doesn't, meaning Andy. But that's like top number one, like bucket list thing is to get a hug from him if ever he allows that again.
I think that's everyone's on their bucket list. It's on our fucking list.
Side hug is the closest I've gotten. I'm too scared to ask. I don't think I would ever ask. It would just have to happen, you know, on his
end. I would just faint. I would go into a made blackout if I actually got a bear hug from Andy. I'm like,
yeah. Well, so funny story to go with that. So when we went to Albany for Bleeders, we were all listening to Chevy because she was giving the instructions. Yeah. I love her to death. She's a sweetheart. All of a sudden, we hear behind the bar at the venue we're at, oh, so we're supposed to do that? And we all just turn, and he's standing behind the bar because he's locked himself out. He was supposed to follow Lonnie through a door, and he got locked out. So Andy's just standing there behind the bar. We didn't even know until he said something. And he comes out, and he starts walking around. He's talking to all of us. He gets to me. I'm at the very front of the VIP line. And he stops dead right in front of me, turns and looks at me. And my husband's got this biggest grin on his face because he knows how much I love Andy.
Yeah.
And he got a picture. I think I showed it to both of you the last time.
Oh, yes. I vaguely remember it now. Yes.
It's the one of me looking up at him. And if he had taken a picture of my face after I turned around, it probably would have been as pink as my hair. And my 7-year-old daughter had given me a message to give to him because she loves him just as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, Andy, what's up? I said, I have a message. What do you got? I said, my daughter said she would love to meet you someday. He said, how old is she? I said, she was 6 at the time. And he's like, oh my God. Someone that young wants to meet and the smile on his face just said it all.
Oh. Well, just out of curiosity, do you want to do the other meet and greets? Like, I know that Jinx has her own best experience and Christian mingles. Cece, I swear to you, if you do Cece, you're going to fucking love him. He gives the best bear hugs so far yet. And he's just like a goofball. He just likes talking and getting to know all his fans. So,
before Jake came out for mine, we saw Cece come out, we saw Lonnie come out, we saw Jake come out, or Jinx come out. And every single one, they just got the biggest hug, and it's like, please, please. I know I didn't pay for it, but please.
Yeah.
So this next question that we have, we know it can be a deep one, so please feel free to take your time. There's no rush. But we would like to know how Black Veil Brides has impacted your life.
We'll start from the very beginning. So, like probably most of us, I was bullied in school because of I'm the same size as I was in high school. I was a big girl. Wasn't the prettiest in the world, obviously, but they helped with me feeling how I can feel and not be judged. And just the fact that I would sit outside for hours and just listen to them just helped. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I used to self-harm. I used to do some crazy things. The self-harm being obviously top. Just listening to Andy's voice made me not want to do that anymore. And I can successfully say it's been 20. Yeah, I've been out of school for 11 years. It's been a wild ride just to have that progress.
So Black Veil Brides like really helped to just love yourself for who you are. I think a really good quote by Andy and Fallen Angels is take joy in who you are. We know our wings are flawed. And I don't know if necessarily those lyrics hit you in a way, but I feel like with everything you just explained, that Black Veil Brides was there to help you to love yourself and to appreciate yourself more.
Absolutely. Nailed right on the head. Fallen Angels is probably the number one song that I've listened to my entire high school career. It has always started with Fallen Angels and it's ended with probably Between Knives and Pens, and In the End is probably where my playlists always end up because I shuffle them every time. And for some reason it starts with Fallen Angels and always ends with In the End, and it's like, okay, you're telling me something here.
Well, I'm really glad that they helped to make you feel good about yourself, because I'm going to tell you right now, girl, you are f-ing beautiful. We were just, for anyone that was not, that did not know, before we started filming, we were already complimenting you, your hair.
Yes, the hair.
Looks good, girl. And everything. You're slaying. You are beautiful, and I hope that you feel beautiful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So, tattoos. So we noticed you have tattoos, and I did see on that palm of your hand. Yep, there it is. You have Black Veil Brides tattoos. Is that the only Black Veil Brides tattoo you have?
Nope.
What's the others?
I've got three.
Okay.
If you want to include Andy Black.
Yeah.
I've got the pendulum on my hand. I have my bleeders.
Ooh. Oh.
Whoa.
That is actually a cover-up.
Oh, is it?
Full tattoo, yes. And then I have one on my foot, which I'm not pushing right now. My feet are horrible. It's essentially this, but it's not finished. It's not filled in.
Oh, is this the outline of the Morning Star? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I have Beautiful Pain lyrics on this forearm here.
Was the Morning Star here your first one, or?
Nope, the one on my foot was
Okay.
Black Veil Brides.
Sorry. Ow.
That was not fun.
Why would you? Okay, I'm like, no judgment. I have friends who are tattooed at neck, armpits, and stuff, and I question them all the time. And I'm just like, why the foot? Ow.
So there was a lady that used to go around with Black Veil Brides when they were touring when I was in high school.
Okay.
She literally had them on the hood of her car. Like the Set the World on Fire album cover was on her hood.
I know exactly what you're talking about, too. I love that vehicle.
I miss her so much. I had talked to her about me wanting to get a Black Veil Brides tattoo, and she's like, whatever you do, please do not do on your lower back. You can go anywhere you want. Just do not go on your lower, because it's a, we all know what it's called.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, where can I put this that I can see it all the time? Didn't think of my hand at first. And I was like, all right, we'll just do this on the foot. It can't be that bad. I lied. The gentleman that did it, I was at his house, and it wasn't a professional shop at all. He literally went to do this part on the tip, like before my toes, on my foot. He hit a nerve on my foot. And if apparently it hit a reflex reaction, and I actually kicked him in the nose and broke his nose and broke his
Oh,
nose.
oh.
Was like, I'm so sorry. My face, I'm just in shock. I'm so sorry. He's like, I'll be okay. I'll be okay. He fixed his nose, comes back. All right, come back in like 2 weeks. We'll get this finished. He just finished the outline. That was the last part of it. Never heard back from him again. I was like, really? I said I was sorry and I paid you. What do you want? But that tattoo will probably never get fixed or repaired or anything because I can't do it.
Oh, that's a story. That is a story.
I mean, you could try numbing cream in case if you ever want to finish it.
The
Oh
fuck?
yeah.
Oh, it's like your bones and nerves and everything are right next to
And it's not this rinky dink little like it's not as small as this. It's my entire
Yeah,
top of
it's like the
foot.
entire top of the foot.
It's like,
I bet it
oh.
looks cool
Oh
though.
yeah.
Ow. I know, and a side note, one of my friends who's a tattoo artist, this is a true story. Nicole knows about the story. Actually tattooed one of his friends the word cunt underneath his foot. And they were not drunk, they were sober.
Oh my goodness.
The bottom of the foot has got to hurt worse than the top, right?
And I've seen people do crazy things for a
I'll
couple months
give
apart.
credit where credit's due for you and Nicole getting a tattoo there. I don't think I'm brave enough to get there.
I mean,
It's
it's not
eight
this
degrees.
from here, from like below your knuckles down is not bad. The knuckles are what is the kicker.
No, I don't want knuckles. It's just I feel like I'm skin and bones, I swear to God. I'm just like,
Well,
ah.
I promise you, the hand is nothing. I swear. Even when she went over the bone, like your little big bone that
Oh,
you're
shit. You know,
it, you don't feel it. It's
when people
weird.
tell me that, and like, my friend Liz and Lou, you've seen them. They're tattooed all over armpits, joints,
Oh my.
area. Yes, they have tattoo armpit tattoos, and I question
Even
that.
on the
Now I have a
armpit.
bet going on, like, who's gonna get the throat first?
Yeah, I'm actually next month I'm going to get these covered up and I'm going to have them tie into my bleeder's tattoo. There's three stars on my neck. They're for my sisters.
Huh.
But I let somebody that didn't know what they were doing do my tattoo. And yeah. We'll just say oops and
Oops.
pop
Happy little
it.
mistakes. You're gonna turn that oops into an awesome, beautiful artwork.
Oh yeah.
Moving on to Black Veil Brides concerts. Okay, how many Black Veil Brides shows have you been to? Which ones were they?
The very first one, I believe, was when they were going to the first time they toured with Falling in Reverse, and I
Black
think it
Veil
was, yes,
Brides tour?
because it was the first time I'd ever seen Black Veil Brides and Falling in Reverse together. That one I will never forget because Ronnie got on one of the security guards' backs, like he piggyback ride, or he sat on his shoulders, and he's walking through the crowd, and his butt is sticking out, like his bare butt, and he walked right by me, and I just went wham, and
Started.
he turns around and says, "Oh, thank you." I was like, "Okay." And then 10 plus years later, I went to, I think it's end of 2023. It was in September because we were supposed to go to Trinity of Terror in New York City, but COVID happened.
September 2023, was that the DDBB BBB tour?
BVBVVDDT.
Yes, I will tell you that was an incredible experience, especially to see VV. My husband is a big fan of his. My husband was at the barricade just like this,
And
messaging
aw,
like, "Thank you
Canada.
so much." And then we went to Bleeders.
Nice.
out of all of them, Bleeders was probably will forever be my favorite.
Because is the Bleeders also when you did the best experience as well?
Yeah, yes. It makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I wish wholeheartedly, because I bought the VIP experience, so I got to take the picture with them. Yeah. And I understand that there's a lot of people, but I wish I had like 5 more minutes to talk to them. Like, yeah. Just 5 more minutes. I understand that we have a lot to do.
I know. It's... I just, yeah, it is true, because, like, I went to Nicole for Denver, and how many people are on VIP? It was such a long line, Nicole.
Yeah. Like 150, maybe 200.
And, like, I get it. Like, I understand. It's, like, Cece has mentioned it to me. Like, we want to talk to you guys, but there's so many fans that we just have to get through. Like, we don't mean to be mean when venue or the Chevy or anyone else is like, hey, sorry, or the photographer's like, let's take a picture, next one, and stuff, like, shove us out, because there is,
yeah,
unfortunately. And but I do get it, like, you want at least 5 minutes, but yeah, you get like what, 1 or 2 minutes at the most.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't feel like it, but it's like around a minute to three, but at yeah. least the best experience, you kind of get to have even more time, which is really nice.
It's so awesome. All right. Moving on. So going back to the earlier, like, we stitched these wounds and set the world on fire. Which BVB is your favorite war paint when it comes to those eras?
Oh, that one is no question. It's set the world on fire, because it's just out of this world. It's something I tried to duplicate so many times.
Which one in particular did you like out of all of it? All of them.
It was always between Andy's and Cece's.
Fair. That's fair.
So now, going into Black Veil Bride eras, if you could only live in one BVB era for the rest of your life, which era is it going to be?
That one's going to be an easy. It's going to be Bleeders, because I am a simp for Sweetie Todd. I will always be.
That is a good answer.
Simp, yes. I'm assuming you've seen the show and everything, the Broadway show and stuff, right?
Show. I've watched the one with Johnny Depp. That one will always sit right here, because I love Johnny Depp.
Yeah. And I'm sure when you saw that My Friends was out exclusively at the beginning by Playbill, I mean, like, that was amazing. I'm sure for theater people and stuff, we love it. So
the minute I saw that video, I was like, okay, now he needs to go on Broadway, and now he needs to play Sweeney Todd.
Honestly!
And I watched the old YouTube videos of him doing the monologues and stuff. I was like, come on, please. Just humor us, please.
Andy, you hear it. Just do, like, at least can you maybe think of doing that maybe for the Patreon? That would be worth seeing and watching and everything.
I know. I have the Andy show on my Patreon. And the minute something drops, I'm not doing nothing. I'm watching Andy and Joe talk. Or I'm watching Alani Vision.
Oh, yeah, the Lonnie Vision, yeah.
Those are amazing. I want to see a CC Vision or a Jake Vision. That would be really cool. Just at least one with each of the guys.
That would be really cool. That would be cool. Moving on. So how has been your experience with the Black Veil Brides Army?
Honestly, I have no complaints. Everybody is cordial. Everybody is civil. Everybody is nice. I mean, obviously, we have a few stones thrown, if I can make it that pun.
Yeah,
because of obviously what had happened. But I mean, all in all, if I see stuff like that happening where people are going back and forth, oh, this person was better. No, we all collectively love Black Veil Brides as a whole. We don't fight. We don't. No, we keep it. We keep it together.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand why some people, why there are certain bad apples in the army where it's almost as if they want the army to be split. It's kind of strange, but I think for the most part, everyone is like a strong soldier and bands together, which I think is really good.
Yeah,
absolutely. And yeah, it's like on TikTok, I'm part of the horror talk community. We watch horror movies. We talk horror movies.
Love it. Epic.
They have been the best group of people I've ever met in my life.
That's awesome. Like, that's the way to vibe, though.
Honestly.
And I mean, I was telling them about me doing this. They said, oh, you got to tell us when it drops. Oh, trust me, you'll be the first ones to know when it
That's so awesome. Nice. If there's any Jigsaw fans there, I would like to be a part of that. I love Jigsaw.
Oh, please. Please come join us. I invite you. Honestly, we talk Saw, we talk Scream, we talk all of it.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I can imagine this is like our kind of group.
Honestly, Nicole is like the Wikipedia for Ghostface and Scream. I'm like the Wikipedia for Saw and Jigsaw. I love that.
I was gonna say, we were just talking about Scream 7 last night because
and the return of Schumacher.
Yes. We're all like have our theories about why, what's going to happen, if it's going to be like with in 5 when Samantha sees Billy, if it's going to be like a vision.
Visions.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the visions, because why would they like give it away and say Stumacher returns? I mean, if they're giving it away, there's no way he's the killer or alive. I think it's visions.
Well, it's just like Roman's supposed to be coming back too.
That's what I heard.
She got him pretty good, so I don't get how he can come back either, unless it's the same way as like with Billy.
Yeah, only one way to find out.
Yeah, so, I don't get any reference. I only saw the first.
God damn it, Ruth! She's gonna watch them all. Don't worry, I'm gonna train her.
I'll be with her with Saw.
I want to see the newer Saws. I do, so I'm down.
They're actually coming out with another Saw. They're supposed to be 11.
Yeah, it's supposed to be just, year, right?
I just saw 10 not too long ago, and I watched Spiral. That one was, I thought that was interesting.
Rufus not, Spiral is not in the Jigsaw family.
No.
It's so bad. Sorry, that's just me though. No, I'm excited for the new Saw movie. I am curious of where they're going to go because, like, Tobin Bell, who plays John Kramer, he's getting up there in age, so I will say that. Yeah. So
kind of going off the rails here. I'm going to bring us back on track here for our
you last question. Horror, Nicole. No horror is a ripple effect. Okay,
really,
you guys can keep me going all day. I'm doing this for your guys' benefit. Okay, so our very last question that we have for you is actually if you have questions for Ruth and I, and it can be about whatever.
See, I read these questions like 2 days ago when you sent them to me, and I was like, I gotta have something good.
Make it literally a simple, like, we had one fan, Kata from Germany, ask us, what is our favorite vegetable?
Obviously, I know both of you, I know you probably don't talk to them regularly, but do they ever, I mean, maybe Black Belt Brides. I'm trying to think, because I have brought them gifts. I made them like custom cups, like glass tumblers. Mm-hmm. Going off track here a little bit. After we went to in September 2023, when we went to that show, I had gotten a message back from Lonnie saying he loved the cup that I made him, and obviously I went through and made sure it was him before I responded, because people are wackadoodles. I just want to know if they have. I don't know if they ever reach out and say, hey, look at this cool thing that someone sent me.
I mean, I've never, like, if we're going to be honest, I can honestly say, like, I've never had a Black Belt Bride member ever in my entire life reach out to me for anything anyone else has given them. I mean, I've never given them gifts. So, and now I feel bad. I'm like, oh my God.
No, that's no.
Guys, I don't give you guys gifts. What the fuck? I feel like there's sometimes where I'll comment on their things. Maybe they'll respond, maybe they won't. But to reach out, no, never had that.
My experience, so I have done a little small gifts here and there, just something small because I know they're touring and I just don't want them given something that takes a lot of space. So, like,
right.
The gift I ever got was black nail polish for all of them and stuff. I know that's so cheesy and stuff, but I later found out that Andy uses it, and he's like, you're right, this is the best black nail polish. And I know that I gave some gifts to CC and stuff during the Christian Mingles, which he really appreciated and stuff. And I was fortunate enough to meet Alex, his wife, for the last Most Popular Monster Tour part 2, and gave them a small thing, and she posted it. And I know Andy sometimes, when he just thinks that gift is so amazing, because I think someone gave him like a Batman version of himself during the VIP, and he posted it on his stories and stuff. So yeah. I know he does that. Like, I'm sure all fans were like, can you post mine? Can you post mine? But I'm sure they all get the gifts and are so appreciated and stuff. And I'm sure whatever gifts they get, they're just like, oh, this is so awesome, this is so cool and stuff. Like, yeah. I know Jake. I've heard, I haven't seen it, but I've heard that some fans give him the most craziest candy and stuff to do during the stream. So
yeah. I think I've watched each and every show. I've watched each and every stream, And I even make my husband watch with me. He's like, look, look, Jake's on.
I know. I miss it right now. I understand why, because they're working on their new album. So
exciting.
All right, BBB Army. Today's fan shout out goes to Brie. You can go ahead and give them a follow on Twitter. It is at We're Titties. Love that.
Was not expecting that. Sorry. Was not expecting that.
Anyway, Brie, the fan shout out goes to you. I have been seeing your posts continuously on Twitter, and it looks like you are a self-taught artist. Maybe you went to school for it. I'm not sure, but either way, your artwork is amazing. I'm going to tell you right now. It looks like the kind of artwork you do is very like Tim Burton style, just very dark and sinister. And I really enjoy that. You do really cool artwork of Black Veil Brides. This is one of Andy. It's actually one of my personal favorites. I can't lie. This is actually the photo that I saw from you, the very first one, and I just kept scrolling and finding more. You do a lot of amazing work. Here's another one of Andy in Bleeders, a little black and white. And then one of my personal favorites that I saw, there's two of them actually. We have Andy Biersack, if you were a Five Night at Freddy character.
Oh my god, no, they did not.
Amazing. I love that.
It's so cool. It's like he's like the Bengals tiger or something.
Of course.
And then the very last one, they drew this for Andy's birthday. It's Andy biting into a cake that says happy birthday.
For a thought, that was a cookie.
I thought the same.
You know what? Cake, cookie, I'm not sure. It looks like a cake to me. That's but either way, your artwork is absolutely tremendous. I am in love with it, and it's great to just see more fans in the BBB Army that are just showing off their artistic side and being creative. We really appreciate just when fans want to share their artwork in general. If you by chance are making prints or stickers, that would be epic. I'm sure a lot of fans would like to buy that. And just thank you so much for supporting our channel and supporting Ruth and I. We greatly appreciate it. The fan shout out goes to you.
Well, I guess that wraps up for today for our BBB fan story. Krista, thank you for coming on and sharing your story and stuff and just waiting and everything. So thank you again for coming on.
Absolutely. Anytime. You both of you are an absolute pleasure. I love both of you very much.
Yeah. Where can fans find you on social media?
Oh, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me, actually, you can find me on TikTok. You can also find me on Lemonade. I don't really go on Lemonade that much.
I haven't even explored that new app at all. Oh,
wait, it's called Lemonade?
Yeah.
Lemonade. Yeah.
Lemonade. Yeah. Okay. What is it exactly? Is it similar to like Instagram or TikTok or something?
Yeah, the downside to that is you can only do like a 60 second video, whereas like on TikTok, you can do up to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. You can also find me on Instagram. I don't do X. X is just a little crazy.
Don't blame you.
But yeah, most of the time I'm on TikTok, like 95% of the time.
All of her links will be down in the description below, so please go give her a follow and stuff. Once again, BBB Army, please subscribe to our channel. We upload every single Wednesday, and you can find our podcast on any streaming platform. Just type in BBB Army Hearts to Hearts, and you should find it and stuff. Go give us a follow and everything. All of the social media links will be down below, and it looks like we will be seeing you guys next Wednesday with a brand new episode. So with that, goodbye!